The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. There was a little girl called Amanda, and little Amanda had a fever, and she was taken by her mum to see a doctor. And so the doctor examined her ears, and he said to her, "Who's in there in your ear? Is that Donald Duck?" And she said, "No." And then he asked her to open her mouth wide and looked at her mouth and said, "Who's in there? Is that Mickey Mouse?" And again, she said, "No." And then he put the stethoscope on her little heart and he heard the thump, thump, thump. And he said, "Who's in there? Is that Barney?" And she said, "No, that's God in my heart. Barney is in my pocket." She got it in one. She got it absolutely perfect. And so the question for us this morning is, do you really believe that God lives in your heart? And that's the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now we go back for a moment to the book of Genesis, and we believe and we hear that in the beginning was a formless void, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters. So from the very beginning, the Spirit of God was there. Can we come up with some kind of a definition of the Spirit of God? And not really, because God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is part of the Blessed Trinity. And as you know, the Blessed Trinity is a mystery. Now, we normally define a mystery as something we cannot understand. But a better definition for a mystery is something that leads to endless interpretations, endless understandings, and so we can never really fully get to the end of what it really means or fully understand it. It has endless understandings. And then we move on and we come to St. Paul in the letter to the Galatians, and there Paul describes two different kinds of spirits. There's the spirit of sarx, or the spirit of the world, and there's the spirit of God. And the spirit of the world is a spirit of envy, anger, gossip, factionalism, idolatry, impurity, self-centeredness, and bitterness. This spirit, he tells us, in simple language, brings division and unhappiness. Conversely, there is the Holy Spirit, of whom we are talking about this morning, and that's the spirit of charity, of joy, peace, patience, goodness, long-suffering, mildness, faith, fidelity, chastity. The Spirit, he assures us, this Spirit brings unity and happiness. Now, having said that, over the last couple of months, or getting on now for nearly 3 months, as there was a lockdown during the pandemic, during the coronavirus, and it became evident that there was a greater sense of community. We all seemed to be caring for one another by the very simple fact that you or I wear a mask. That means I'm not just looking after myself, but I'm looking after other people. Because again, strange to say, the pandemic, the coronavirus, and any virus is spread more by the breath rather than what we touch. And the CDC has come out recently and said, don't worry too much about surfaces or paper packaging or parcels. The real way the virus spreads is through breathing. Breathing. And so the breath is a very important part. The breath of God within us. Now, talking about breathing, maybe you never realized how important that is in your life. The first thing that you do, and the doctors and the midwife look for when a little baby is born, is she or is he breathing? That's the sign of life. The very first thing. In other words, is the Holy Spirit within her or him? They don't use those words, but that's what it means. And the last thing you do in this life, again, what? Is take your last breath. And if you've ever been present at the deathbed of somebody, you will notice that and then suddenly somebody says, she's gone. That brings us to something very, very painful. We have, at the moment, we have here in this country, and not just in this country, actually, it's all over the world, the pandemic virus that we refer to as COVID-19 or coronavirus. But also, there's another virus in the country, the virus of racism. And Pentecost 2020, I think I will remember, and probably you will remember, for a long time to come. Because since we met last Sunday, look what has happened in this country, and now it's spreading. On Monday evening, the whole world on our television screens heard the last words of a dying man, "I can't breathe. I can't breathe," as a police officer knelt on his neck. The police officer was not a lightweight, seemed to be a pretty well-built, heavy guy. The man was handcuffed. What was that police officer thinking about? What was he thinking about? As people around said, "He can't breathe, take your knee off." Two more officers joined him, kept him pinned to the ground. Oh, by the way, he happened to be black. That's the point of the story. He happened to be black. I've seen it, and you've seen it time and time again. And in fairness, it's not just here in this country. I spent most of my life in England, in the UK, and believe me, it's in that country also. Why do we do this? And as a white person, and probably most of you listening to me this morning, look into your own soul. When you see a black person, a black woman or a black man, and you see a white person, does your attitude change towards the black person? Now, ask yourself that. It's a difficult question, but ask yourself that. And I'll be honest, I don't ever feel threatened by the color of a person's skin, because I try realizing that the Holy Spirit of God lives within me. He lives in you. He lives in you. He lives in each one of us. And I respect that. And I have found some beautiful black people in my life. I don't know if you've ever been to Africa, but I've been there a couple of times. And beautiful, beautiful people. People who really love one another, are committed to one another, and most of all, know what community means. Caring for one another. And so, while we look at our television, and we might condemn what is happening at the moment, but did you notice, in the riots that have taken place this week, there were so many white people involved also. I think most people with any sense of fairness are crying out for this to come to an end. And so I ask you all this morning, look into your own hearts. Unfortunately, we're getting no leadership in that regard at the moment. But on the other hand, very often our leaders are stoking the fire of violence and the fire of racism by the language they use and the things we say. And you will have a chance this coming November to do something about that, and I hope you do. So once again, I want you to seriously give some thought to this. We're celebrating the Feast of Pentecost. Jesus gave us the gift of peace. In a few moments during the Mass, I will say to you, peace be with you. Let us offer that peace to one another. And let us hope that the Holy Spirit, on this Pentecost Sunday, 2020, will renew us all and give us a different attitude and a different outlook on life. Amen.